Welcome back to the Ancient Health Podcast, where we educate you on real health solutions that will help transform the way you live, feel, and overcome disease naturally. I'm your host, Courtney Versage, along with Dr. Josh Axe and Dr. Chris Motley. We're so happy you've joined us. Let's dive into today's episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to a mini episode, and today we're going to talk about a cooking fat that you should have in your kitchen. And it's beef tallow. You may have heard a lot of hype around tallow. It's kind of, I don't know, it's more of a popular substance that's used now for cooking. And I think it was demonized for so long that now that we kind of start to see it pop up, there's probably a lot of questions about it. How to use it? Is it really better than butter? Is it better than coconut oil? Avocado oil, coconut oil, those have been all the rage. I feel like recently most people have really switched from a lot of animal-based fats. And we're going to talk about the benefits of using something like tallow and what the best ways to use it would be in your kitchen. So beef tallow, just to clarify, is the fat from beef. Now it's different from lard. Lard actually comes from pigs, so that's a pork-based product. So if you see both of those together, there is a difference. And we'll talk about when you should use tallow over lard because they kind of have a different texture, a little bit of a different flavor. You basically want to be able to use the right thing for the right dish that you're cooking. So this isn't really like a culinary episode. It's more or less just trying to open your mind to the benefits of a cooking oil that I think in the last 50 years, we've really steered away from. And a lot of that is due to this conditioning that eating fat will make you fat. And now we know that that's not the case, right? Because we see people on these ketogenic diets that are eating sticks of butter and slabs of bacon and like the weight falls off of them. Now, I don't necessarily think that that is the most balanced approach for diet, but it really debunks the myth that eating fat will make you fat, right? So fats are so necessary for so many vital functions in the body, especially the brain. And we saw the low-fat diet really come into play in like the 80s and 90s, and everybody was low-fat this, low-fat that. And then we saw a rise in disease. We saw a rise in diabetes. We saw a rise in heart disease. We saw inflammation all over the spectrum of different disorders and conditions. So we know that a low-fat diet actually has a lot of drawbacks. But here's the thing, tallow is really a rendered white fat. Most people just don't like to cook with it because we feel like that's the stuff we're always trying to remove. We feel like we're doing ourselves a favor by removing something that we feel like might actually contribute to weight gain. So, fat you eat does not become the fat you wear. Bottom line. But we're going to break that down. So, saturated fats, like I said, have been demonized and connected to heart disease. I think that's probably the biggest thing that most people correlate it to because it's high in saturated fat. So a lot of doctors still today, even though there's not evidence now really supporting this link because there's so many other variables to consider, that saturated fat is not going to drive heart disease. And I know that's crazy, right? Because when people come in and they do a cardiac panel and all their blood markers, their LDL is high, they'll say, okay, get off of eggs, get off of animal products. We need to reduce your cholesterol, right? Cholesterol is the problem. But cholesterol is actually the building block for all of your hormones. That's really important. All of your corticoid and sex hormones, steroid hormones, all of those are built from cholesterol. Bet you didn't know that, right? Isn't that really crazy? So you take away the raw material, the building block of hormones, your hormones would make sense that they would start to have a breakdown, that there would be a lack of efficient hormone in your body. So by reducing cholesterol, we're actually putting our body at a big disadvantage. So saturated fats show up in our diet in a lot of different places. They're found naturally occurring in most places you would imagine, like meat and dairy products, lamb, pork, even the skin of some animals contain saturated fats, as do butter and cream cheeses and whole milk. And so some plant-based foods contain saturated fat, things like coconut and some nuts and other products as well. But I would say the biggest density of saturated fats is what you're going to get from animal products. So let's talk about a little bit of difference here between tallow and lard, because when you're shopping for this, if you start to include some tallow or even lard, there's an appropriate use for both of them. So I'm not going to say that tallow is far superior. I think from a nutritional standpoint, I would be using tallow more regularly, but with certain things that I'd be cooking, I would opt for lard over tallow just based on the nature of the oil itself. So tallow is similar to cold butter. That's the way to think about it. When you see it in the jar, it's white and it's super hard. It's very crumbly when it's hard. It's not very malleable. So it's difficult to spread. Like, you would not want to be using tallow on a piece of maybe paleo bread that you were toasting, you know, making avocado toast or something like that. And like, it would not, because it would just crumble and it would just tear the bread up. So you'd be better off using a butter, a grass-fed pastured butter, or a lard in that case, because it is really hard. And that's because it's highly saturated. It is the most, there's more saturated fat in lard than there is in anything else. So when it's heated, it's actually really, really good for stir fries. So if you're making anything at a higher heat, lard's amazing, or tallow's amazing. And it has a little bit of a beef flavor. So I will say that when you are baking, so if you're making pastries, definitely opt for lard or butter. When you are stir frying things, or you're cooking things that, you know, say you're roasting, tallow is great. It has a great flavor. It was actually used by McDonald's. This is pretty crazy. Like, way back in, gosh, it was probably the 40s. This is back when McDonald's, Wendy's, all these fast food chains came out. They actually used tallow, beef tallow, to fry all the French fries in. And it wasn't really until Procter & Gamble came along and this whole cottonseed and seed oil industry really took off, because they realized they had all these cottonseeds and it was all this waste, and they realized that they could purify and refine it and create oil out of it. They would use that with corn, and it was cheap and they had so much of it. And they realized, hey, this is great. And then they got the American Heart Association behind it. I've done a whole other podcast on this. You'll have to check it out. I won't go super deep into the politics of it, but this is how the industrialized seed oil revolution really started to take place. It was because we ended up finding out that we could make a whole lot of cheap crap, and then we could sell it and use it in our cooking supply. And it doesn't have any odor. It was easy to cook with because it's liquid. It's not solid. The shelf life is like forever. So it doesn't go bad. And so then it ended up getting switched out. But originally, fast food used to use something like tallow. And then we got away from it altogether, like I said, in the 40s and 50s. So if you still talk to healthcare professionals, you know, they're going to probably say, hey, saturated fat, that's the one that you can't be having if you've got cholesterol and lipid markers that are out of balance. But cholesterol-rich foods are packed with nutrition. Make no mistake, cholesterol is not bad. And so that's where I really want to be able to separate tallow and even other animal-based products like butters and lard. Like, they, I know it, cooking with it sometimes, like, it's greasy and it's sticky, but there's so much nutrition that is packed into that. And it offers so much for your mitochondria and the health of your brain and your nervous system and even your gut. We're going to talk about some of those nutrients here in a second, but just know you kind of have to unlearn some things, right? And this is just a common thread through all of the teachings that show up on this podcast, is that you really have to unlearn some things that we've just been conditioned to believe for so long, that fat will make you fat, and that fat is inflammatory, and that it's going to slow down your digestive process, is going to make you feel bad and make you gain weight. That's not the case at all. Tallow should have a place in your kitchen. It has a place in mine. And in fact, I've actually gotten away from even using as much coconut oil and avocado oil recently, because I was monitoring some inflammatory markers on some blood panels and realized I had a little bit of antibodies showing up for my thyroid, just a little bit of inflammation, right? And I have a super clean life, super clean lifestyle. I really don't eat bad stuff because I don't buy it. But that being said, that doesn't mitigate the fact that there's stress in my life. There's, you know, sometimes I get really poor sleep. I'm exercising, I'm working, I'm taking care of three kids. There's a lot of things in my life that drive stress. And with that, digestion suffers and inflammatory responses begin. It's a cascade, right? And so sometimes it's really good to find out ways to support your body that are ultimately setting you up for healing, even when you're in chaos, even when you're in stress. So this is one of the things, and I had talked to another practitioner friend of mine about this, and she had done the same thing. And she was like, you know, coconut oil is great. Avocado oil is great too. I think those are great options to have. But she said, you know, I've got some things I'm trying to work on, some inflammation markers. And so I'm going to actually switch over to all animal-based fats. So I'm doing clarified butter, which is ghee, and then tallow. And I was like, okay, I'm going to try that too. So I'm only a few weeks in. I can't really say that I know that all of my inflammation has gone down. However, I do feel less inflamed. So I feel like my brain is a little bit sharper. I feel a little less puffy, a little less bloated. So maybe it is the butter. Also, there, you know, there's other things that could be contributing to that too. But again, it's one of those things where you can say, okay, how do I support my body in this season of life? What can I bring in? I'm buying things like this. I'm cooking my food. How can I make it a little bit better? So if you haven't considered tallow, add this one to the rotation. Now, let's talk about some of the benefits. These are the reasons why you should be adding tallow to your kitchen. So number one, it prevents oxidative damage. I talked a little bit about how seed oils are so inflammatory, and it's because of this processing that they heat it, they strip it, they use all these chemical solvents basically, because seed oils naturally are disgusting. They smell awful. They're dark in color. Like, they're not appealing. If you saw it in its raw form, which if you think about a seed, trying to get oil from a seed, like it doesn't. Corn, raw corn is not oily. Like, it's not. Neither is like a cotton seed. Like, it's not oily. It's a hard seed. So a lot of processing is involved in taking that seed from the raw state that it's in to an actual oil. But what happens, the byproduct is that you get these rancid oils because they've been so refined and processed that they're oxidative in nature. That means that they're going in your body and they're creating destruction to your cells. We don't want disease cells. We don't want to disrupt cellular health by having more oxidative damage. Then you have to have more antioxidants to neutralize those free radicals, to neutralize the effect of the oxidation. So one thing I want to point out is that when you have a higher level of saturated fat in your diet, when you eat more saturated fats, it actually helps the lipids around the cells, the cell membrane. And when you have healthy cell membranes, you actually get more nutrients into the cell. It hydrates your cell a little bit more. I've been talking a lot about this on Instagram because I think this is a real barrier for a lot of people when it comes to their health, is that their cells are very unhealthy. Their cells cannot take in nutrients, and the cell also can't get toxins out. And so what you have to do is you got to protect that, right? And you need fats to do that. We use phospholipids a lot of times to help build that cell wall, but saturated fats can help the hydration of that cell so that it can take in the nutrients that it needs. Higher levels of cell membrane saturation protect your cells from glycation. So this is a process that involves the liver and using glucose, stored glucose, but ultimately it helps protect against oxidation, endotoxin buildup, and other types of stress. So the fact that it's offering this almost antioxidant property to it is really tremendous. It's super valuable because so many of us are dealing with stressors that create oxidative damage in our bodies.
Hey there, wellness enthusiast. I am thrilled to introduce you to a game changer in holistic well-being, Boncharge. This brand is all about optimizing your life through evidence-based products rooted in science and inspired by nature. From blue light glasses to red light therapy, Boncharge has it all, embracing ancestral ways of living for our modern world. But let me share with you a personal favorite of mine, the infrared sauna blanket. You know, if you're looking to burn extra calories, detoxify your cells, or simply unwind from stress, the infrared sauna blanket is the answer. It burns up to 600 calories per session. It's easy to set up, clean, and it heats up rapidly and has the lowest EMF compared to all competitors. Now, personally, I love enjoying a 30 to 40 minute session while relaxing with my family, reading a book, or meditating. So if you're ready to transform your wellness journey, go to bondcharge.com and use the coupon code AXE to save 15% today.
Now, number two, and this one will be popular because there's a lot of people looking for fat loss. And so saturated fat, contrary to most beliefs and most narratives out there, can promote fat loss. So consuming beef tallow stimulates the release of glucagon. So it's a hormone that signals your body that it's time to burn stored fat, visceral body fat. This is the fat that you want to burn. And it actually uses that for energy. So it sustains your insulin. It actually protects you, makes you more insulin sensitive, and it frees up fat that is stored to be used for energy. And this is a really good thing for your body and for your mitochondria because now you're becoming more metabolically flexible, more metabolically adaptive. Most of us are so driven on sugar that that's where we get a lot of cravings. We get really high highs in insulin, and then the insulin crashes down. And so we've got cortisol dysregulation, and it creates this cascade and where we're hungry and then we're not hungry and then we're overly full and we're craving foods. So promoting fat loss by using something that is a slow burning fuel for your body is so helpful. I don't know of anybody that's not struggling to be able to find, you know, a way to improve their insulin response and find meals that are satiating so that they're not just constantly hungry and eating on the fly. So that's number two, promoting fat loss. Now, the third one, and I think this is the reason that I'm using tallow. For many reasons, but this was the one reason that really clued me into bringing tallow in, is that it is allergen friendly. Now, I don't have allergies, so I'm not really talking about an allergy like a peanut allergy. I'm talking about an autoimmune type of condition where the immune system's dysregulated because you have leaky gut. So 90% of store-bought seed and vegetable oils are from GMO sources. That's basically all of them. And they have these chemical solvents, like I said. So for people that have histamine, dairy, casein allergies, you know, they're obviously avoiding butters and creams and things like that because they think that's probably going to exacerbate the problem. However, tallow is a great alternative to a lot of other fats because you don't have the allergy and histamine issue. So even though it is an animal product, a lot of times the people that are affected by certain compounds in dairy or in animal products can tolerate tallow really, really well. And it does help the immune system. It's very supportive of the immune system. It's loaded with nutrients, which we're going to talk about. And so if you've got issues with inflammation, if you have autoimmune issues, so hypothyroid, celiac, I would highly recommend adding this to your rotation and see if it helps. Pull out some of the other oils or just reduce them and see if in changing that ratio of, hey, I always use coconut oil. I think coconut oil is great, but I think that tallow has some healing benefits for you that maybe are undervalued or just not recognized. Try bringing it in. That's what I'm doing right now currently. So like I said, I do feel like I'm less inflamed right now. And all I'm doing is swapping things out, swapping one great thing for another great thing. But I'm just seeing, hey, you know what? I haven't been using this. I've used it in, you know, a little bit here and there, but now I'm making a concerted effort to use only butter, use only beef tallow, use a little bit of lard, and that's it. So I'm even off of a lot of olive oil and things like that. I'm not saying that they're bad. I'm just saying that right now I'm looking for the healing aspect of my gut and for the immune support. So I feel that these are the best fats in order to get there. So something to consider if you have a child or you have somebody in your household, or maybe it's yourself that's been struggling with some inflammation related conditions, try bringing in some of these animal fats and see if it supports your healing. Okay. Now the last one is the nutrients, because there are a lot of fat soluble vitamins in tallow. Even though we think it's just fat and that's all it is, and there's like no vitamin content to it, there's actually a lot of really good nutrition in tallow. You don't need to use a lot. A little bit goes a long way. So the main fat soluble vitamins here that we'll highlight are vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin K, vitamin E, and vitamin B12. Now, the other thing that is in there that's really important is choline and conjugated linoleic acid, so which is an omega-6 fatty acid. But the A, D, E, and K are really important because so many of our foods are deficient in them. Like you can only get them from animal products, right? So you can get a lot of polyphenols, you can get a lot of other antioxidants from other vegetables. But the one thing I see missing for so many people is that we've really steered away from animal products, going more plant-based because we feel like eating lots of fruits and vegetables is so healthy. And it is, but you're not getting the level of these nutrients in plants that you are in animal products. So tallow is really rich, and these vitamins have synergistic qualities to each other, meaning they boost the ability to be absorbed and utilized by the cell when they're together, as opposed to when they are separated or when they're synthetic and just added to a vitamin. So I think supplements are a great way to go if you're looking for some of these added nutrients, like cod liver oil is a great source of vitamin A and vitamin D. But I think that getting it, if you can get it in the form of butter, it's incredibly helpful. Now, some of the other kind of added benefits to the CLA, like I said, that's the conjugated linoleic acid. Coconut oil also has CLA in it, is that it helps with muscle building and strength improvements. So if you're in the gym, got to support yourself with that. That's incredible. Anti-cancer effects, bone building benefits, growth and developmental support, improving digestion, which is huge, especially if you've got leaky gut, reducing food allergies. Like I said before, that's I'm seeing that so often, especially with children. And then balancing blood sugar, blood sugar, blood sugar. I mean, so many people with insulin resistance, and it's creating so much inflammation in their body that they're developing all kinds of issues downstream. So, little summary, a beef tallow. Hopefully you can't hear the nail gun outside, because apparently the house next door decided to start framing in the middle of this episode. So I apologize if you hear that. Hopefully it's not. I had five children in my house a few minutes ago and the babysitter took them out. So, you know, it's one thing or another. Leaf blowers, children, nail guns. This is the world we live in. I'm recording from home, trying to bring you guys some helpful stuff. Bottom line is, next time you go to the grocery store, look for some beef tallow. All right. So beef tallow, here's the rundown. Here's the highlights. It has a 400 degree smoke point, so it's great for frying. You can get the oil pretty hot. I mean, again, I don't like really cooking anything at super high temperatures for very long, especially, but it's great if you are trying to make kind of your own homemade French fries or sweet potato fries, or you're sauteing vegetables. This is a great fat to cook with. It enhances the flavor. I love it with vegetables. It has a slight beefy flavor, just so you know. It's not, you don't feel like your vegetables are bathed in hamburger meat, but it does give it like a little bit of that beefy flavor. I actually think it tastes really good. Know that if you let it cool or refrigerator, it kind of has like a little bit of like a film to it. So, you know, it's definitely something you're going to want to heat up, because otherwise it does get kind of clumpy when it's at room temperature or if it's cold. You can also use beef tallow on the skin. So I think that it's great. Like, I had one of the kids had some road rash on her leg and I had some beef tallow. I use Marley's the baby. Okay. So Marley gets like diaper rash, not very often, but a few times where she's had some diarrhea from like a little virus situation. I've actually used beef tallow on her butt and it's great. I actually ran out of her beef. I ran out of her like tallow balm that I normally use. And so I had this like face salve that's tallow. It's basically, you know, and so I'll use it on my face, and I handed it to the babysitter and she was like, "Is this your like face stuff we're putting on her butt?" It's like, yes, because I'm out of her other stuff. So anyway, I didn't go back to using that in my bathroom skincare routine. But all that to say, there's great applications. So you could buy a balm, like a tallow balm. It is a little bit different, like the processing of it. So it goes on a little bit smoother. A lot of times they'll blend it with some essential oils and things like that, but it is great. It's very healing for the skin. So if your kids ever have a sunburn or like some type of skin, you know, rash, or you know, anything that they're kids, they're always out there like getting bumps and bruises. Tallow, it's a great thing to put on their skin. It's a great lubricant. You know, again, if you have like any type of scabbing or issues with topically with your skin that you can use, it's very hydrating. So it actually penetrates deeper into the skin. So I find that like in the winter, if you've got cracks and things like that in your hands, tallow is so, so hydrating. So you'll want to probably, you know, not use a ton, because like I said, it's a little bit goes a long way, but there are so many purposes for it. You can season your cast iron pans. I love that purpose in your kitchen if you use cast iron, but know that there's so much nutrient density to it. So when you're cooking, you're adding in a whole other layer of nutritional support for your body. So that is the rundown of beef tallow, friends. I hope that you loved it. I hope that you learned a little something. When you go to Whole Foods or wherever you shop, you know, hit up the aisle where all the different oils are, and you can just skip right on past all the seed oils and go to something like tallow. I think there's a company called Epic. There's several different companies that are out there that make different ones. And I would say, you know, start with one, play around with it a little bit. You may really like how it adds flavor and texture to certain dishes you're used to making. Don't be afraid of it. Know that it's going to help your body. Know that it kind of goes against the narrative, but I promise you, I've seen effects from it. So many other people have too. We're going old school. We're going back to the ways of, you know, before we had all this like modernized everything, and we're going to use animal fat to cook in. Why did we ever steer away from that? All right, guys, we'll see you on the next episode. Share this with somebody, maybe send it to your mom, send it to your friends, get some beef tallow. Let me know how you like it. Hit me up at Organic Blondie on social media. See you guys in the next episode.
Hey, Dr. Axe here. I want to say thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to like and subscribe to the show so you don't miss a thing. Also, if you're in search of more natural health content, you can follow us at Health Institute on Instagram or subscribe to our newsletter using the link in the show notes below. Hey, thanks a lot and have a blessed week.